I've got your text. You said you needed me, right? Well, are you going to say something or not? You're right, I guess. It has been a little bit more awkward talking to you lately. I guess it's okay. I appreciate the apology for skipping out on me last time. You're right, though. I don't want to stop talking to you either. I've known you and that dumb face of yours for far too long. That is literally burned into my brain. I think if I had at least maybe 2 days not catching up with you, your face would probably haunt me. I'm not kidding. Anyways, how was Halloween then? That horror movie marathon with your girlfriend was good, I'm assuming. It better have been, since you ditched me. I'm not letting that go. No, shush. You better have picked the top movies. You know, the ones that I usually tell you to pick. Because I'm too lazy to get up off of the lounge and I always make you put the DVDs in. Oh. It wasn't fun? Was it because you didn't use my horror movie expertise as advice for picking the movies? Oh. She chose the movies, huh? But were they really that bad? Just saying, I'm like the best person to ask for horror movies. Yeah. Not like you could have just asked for my advice in that situation anyways, I understand. It wasn't just the movies that you disliked. Well, what happened? Come on. I've known you for far too long that I can tell when you're lying. I know it wasn't just nothing. She kept calling you a crybaby. And she also told you to man up when the jump scares came on. No, I don't think that's a bad thing. When we watch those types of movies together, but you know, to be honest, I find it quite cute how you jump at the slightest of sounds. Yes, I really do mean it. What, you don't believe me? I remember when we were little, I always had to protect you from the bullies. Yeah, come on, I know you remember it. Don't lie to me. Yeah, I mean, it was only in elementary school, but come on, don't ruin my shine, okay? So. But the point I'm trying to make, okay? Hear me out here. Is that we still have each other's backs, right? You shouldn't give it too much thought to what she said. I don't know, maybe she didn't really mean it. Who knows? Girls are complicated. Hey, don't use me as reference, come on. She stopped in between the marathon. Wait, did she like fully stop, or was it just like paused? Fully stopped? Well, whatever. I think that. Okay, I think I have a good idea. How about we, just us two, have a movie marathon together soon? Yeah, I think it's so much better when it's just us two anyways. Come on. It's just you and me, like it's always been, and no one else. You wanna do it? Well, okay, but I would be lying if I didn't say I was happy. Well, when are you free next? Yeah, we can pick up our signature favorite snacks that we usually eat when we bring to the pictures or something. And so that means we have to go to the store before we actually meet up. You have a lot of free time on your hands? Well, that's good for me, but what about your girlfriend, you know? Oh, you two are taking a break. It was that bad, huh? I didn't mean that in a rude way, don't get me wrong. But it's just weird how recently I've heard about you two going out, and now you two are on a break. I really need time to catch up with everything. Don't apologize, it's fine. Well, this weekend it is then, right? We can meet up after college on Friday and walk together to the store. Yeah. I'm so happy. We are starting to do the things that we used to do, you know, when we were in high school and stuff. I'm happy you feel the same. Oh, I don't really want to talk about that day if that's okay. It's all in the past, right? Fine, what do you want to know? Oh. You want to know why I said it should have been me before I left? Well. Hasn't that been obvious from the start? Don't ask me what I mean, you know. It's just. If I was your girlfriend, I would treat you so much more better than anyone else would. That's what I meant. No, don't be stupid. You're just putting words into my mouth at this point. That's not a confession. Okay, maybe it is. To be honest, I've liked you for a long time now, and I don't know, maybe since the end of high school. Do you remember the time when you helped me from those girls that dunked water on me? You always helped me before that, you know, because we are friends, but when you saved me in that situation and helped me dry off and let me borrow your big jacket because it was too cold to be outside and wet. Well, honestly, I just knew I had feelings for you. I guess I just realized it too late, right? I thought I could always have you as long as you were my best friend, when you started going out with a new girl and you just told me that day, well, I was honestly so shocked that I didn't really know what I was saying in the moment. So, just, I love you, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? Can you say something back? Please. Huh? Wait. Really? Why have you never told me? I can't. You're not just saying this out of pity, right? When did you start? So, all this time, we both liked each other. Then what about your girlfriend? Why didn't you confess to me first? Well, that's true. I always thought it would be awkward if you said you didn't like me back. And then we would have to pretend like nothing ever happened. But what now? Because you're a girlfriend and you're on a break. Well, I'll let you talk to her then. Don't forget to text me later. We can talk about this afterwards. Yeah, I'll see you later, okay? We're still on for Friday though, right? Bye.